West Virginians are also looking at regulations related to large amounts of salts in waterways. In this case, the concerns were prompted by a massive fish kill. A state delegate plans to reintroduce a bill this year regulating the amount of total dissolved solids in the state's waters. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Ben Aduccio reports.
In September, a fish kill wiped out the aquatic life in Dunkard Creek, a stream that meanders between West Virginia and Pennsylvania. State officials say toxins from a golden algae bloom were the culprit. The golden algae is foreign to the mid-Atlantic states.
Well, the conditions that cause these things to bloom is high saline water. They're in salty water, but they have a real wide range of conditions. And in this case, we measure salinity by conductivity of the water, which we can measure very easily. And on Dunkard Creek, we have very high conductivities of the water.
That's Division of Natural Resources biologist Frank Jernasek. Jernasek says it is difficult, if not impossible, to determine how the golden algae came to Dunkard Creek.
The golden algae may have been in the stream for a number of years that we've never investigated. We've never sampled for it. But what we have learned is that, to our surprise, that they could actually be deposited from airborne currents. They could have come from anywhere by the air, and that they could have been in the stream in the system for a long time until conditions become just right.
The kill eliminated the creek's mussel population and at least 20 species of fish. High levels of total dissolved solids, called TDS, contributed to the high conductivity. In West Virginia, there is no standard regulating how much TDS can be in the stream. People quickly asked questions about how the water grew so salient. Delegate Barbara Evans Fleischauer is one of them.
What the concern is that the TDS level creates the conditions for golden algae. We've never had golden algae in the state of West Virginia. In fact, it's never been in any of the mid-Atlantic states until this particular stream. And you have to say, why Dunkard Creek? Why not any other places?
During the 2009 session, Fleischauer introduced a bill that would set standards. It failed, but in 2010, Fleischauer says she will resume the charge.
We are going to have a much more emphatic drive to get it through the House and get it through the Senate. We hope to have different groups, both in industry, because we know that we have to have some consensus on the bill if it's going to pass.
Fleischauer's bill will establish water quality standards for total dissolved solids at 500 milligrams per liter. This is the standard in nearby Pennsylvania. The bill would also ensure all discharges within any West Virginia stream would comply with the TDS standard. Information would also be collected regarding all water withdrawals from the streams.
And we think that it's reasonable to adopt a standard of 500 and also to regulate the amount of water that's taken out of our streams and rivers and the amount of fluid that is put back into it.
Dunkard Creek Watershed Association President Betty Wiley agrees.
And what we need to do is, number one, get legislation to solve this problem. You have to clean up the water. In order to have the clean water, you've got to have a law, and you have to enforce the law.
For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ben Aduccio in Morgantown.
In other updates on the Dunkard Creek story, West Virginia Public Broadcasting has reported that the state will be working on a strategy to increase the number of small fish to provide food for larger fish once they are eventually reintroduced. The Division of Natural Resources says it's waiting to see how Consol Energy meets new requirements to regulate their water discharges into the creek and builds treatment plants. Since Dunkard Creek is on the Pennsylvania border, state environmental groups here are appealing an amended Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection permit that they say would not adequately protect water and wildlife from Consol's discharges.